This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, directs effective plans for budget implementation and policy execution. Nepali Congress holds official meeting to discuss agenda for Central Committee meeting. And at least 40 people in South Korea dies in flooded tunnels and landslide. Now the news in detail. Chief Secretary Dr. Baikuntha Arial has directed various ministries and line secretaries to effectively implement budget, policies and programs for the current fiscal year 2023-24 and formulate plans accordingly. A participating secretary said in a meeting in Singhadarbar on the first day of the current fiscal year, he also directed the clearance of the errors of effectively achieve the goals set by the government. The meeting also focused on resolving problems, resolving the bureaucracy to make it more credible. The official meeting of the Nepali Congress is sitting today. The agenda to be submitted to the Central Committee meeting will be discussed in the meeting being held at 2 p.m. at Dumbarai, the residence of party chairman Sher Bahadur Dewa. According to the secretariat, Chairman Dewa has called party officials and ex-officers for discussion. After discussing with the office bearers today, Chairman Dewa is preparing to discuss again with Chief Minister Gagan Thapa and Vishwa Prakash Sharma tomorrow morning. The Congress Central Committee meeting scheduled to be held on 12 July was postponed at the last minute. The meeting of the Central Secretariat of CPN Unified Socialist has started. Deputy General Secretary of the party, Jagannath Khadiwara, informed that the meeting started at Pushpalal Memorial Foundation in Champadevi, Kritipur. It is said that political and theoretical issues will be discussed in the meeting. There will also be a discussion about the nomination for the vacant post of the party committee. The party said that the meeting will last until Tuesday. Nepal Oil Corporation Limited under the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supply has informed that it has decided to start the automatic system with effect from this midnight. According to the automatic system, the retail price of petrol has been reduced by Rs. 6 per litre, diesel by Rs. 4 per litre and LP gas by Rs. 10 per cylinder with effect from this midnight. In a press conference held today at the Ministry of Industry, the Secretary of the Ministry and Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Corporation, Madhu Kumar Marasini, said that the automatic price system of petroleum products has been implemented keeping in mind the interest of the common consumers. According to Sauryamas, on the first Monday of Shravan, devotees have thronged temples across the country, including Pashupatinath. It is customary for Hindu devotees to consider the month of Shravan as the day of Lord Shiva. On this day, devotees flock to Pashupatinath and other temples with the religious belief that by worshipping and visiting Lord Shiva, one's wishes will be fulfilled. There is a classical belief that Shiva can be made happy by offering pure water on Monday in Shravan. According to the fund, the management, including security, is similar to that of Mahashivaratri and Tej. Domestic airline companies in Nepal have recently announced the implementation of value-added tax, VAT, on their services starting today. The Airline Operators Association of Nepal issued a press note today informing the public about their decision to incorporate VAT in domestic airfares, aligning with the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24. Consequently, the fares for domestic services have increased by up to 6%. As a result of this VAT inclusion, passengers will now experience a slight raise in the cost of domestic air travel. The federal government has spent around 80% of the planned annual budget in the fiscal year 2079-80 Bikram Sambat. It may be noted that the government has come up with an annual budget of ₹1,783,736.3 million for the last fiscal year. According to the Financial Comptroller General Office, with the fiscal year coming to an end, public spending has accounted for 79.69% or ₹1,429,564 million. In the last fiscal year, revenue collection appeared less than the government's planned budget expenses. The government could only collect 71% revenue out of its target. The Karnali state government has given a public holiday on the occasion of Sauni Sankranti or Deuda festival. Spokesperson of the ministry, Nidhiraj Nyopane, informed that as per the decision taken by the cabinet meeting, the notification of public holidays has been published today throughout the province. The District Police Office Kanchanpur has registered cases against 15 persons for unlawfully operating pharmacies in a month. Superintendent of Police, SP Kamal Thapa, informed that the case related to narcotic drug abuse was registered against those illegally running pharmacies and providing treatment. The Kirati community has started celebrating Sisek Pa Tangnam. Sauni Sankranti is celebrated by Kirati community as Sisek Pa Tangnam. President of Kirat Yakthuk Chumlung branch, Taplejung, Indira Menyangbo, said that all the families get together early in the morning to prepare food, fruit and other dishes at home and enjoy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rescuers working to reach passengers trapped in a flooded tunnel in the central South Korean city of Cheongju has recovered 13 bodies. On Saturday night, flood water from a burst riverbank poured into the underpass, quickly trapping people in their cars and computers on a bus. Officials are yet to disclose how many got stuck in the 685-meter tunnel, but said there were about 15 vehicles. At least 39 people have died in torrential rain the past week. South Korea has been hit by extreme rainfall, which caused floods, landslides, and power cuts. Authorities said, as of this morning, at least 9 people are still missing after a weekend deluge. On the suburb of Osung, where the tunnel flooded, several of the bodies were recovered from inside a bus. 9 survivors were rescued on Saturday. Russian officials say 2 people have died after what they call an emergency on the bridge linking the occupied Crimean Peninsula to Russia. The incident has not been called an attack, but unconfirmed reports said explosions were heard early today. BBC Russian reports that the ferry crossing that runs parallel to the bridge has been closed, while Russia's state media agency TASS cities the local rail operators are saying train traffic may be affected. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in a few places in Madhya province and in some places in the rest of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in a few places of hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Madhya province and at a few places in Kosi and Bagmati province. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province. Currently, the country is affected by monsoon winds. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal, Dr. Baikuntha Arial, directs effective plans for budget implementation and policy execution. Nepali Congress holds official meeting to discuss agenda for Central Committee meeting. And at least 40 people in South Korea have died in flooded tunnels and landslide. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.